Jaguars traveling across the Atlantic left Jacksonville late Monday afternoon, arrived at Gatwick in London early Tuesday morning, and the Jaguars are getting ready for the San Francisco 49ers this Sunday at Wembley Stadium. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Boy, a long transatlantic flight, but we're here now.
Well, you said early, late. I have no idea what time it is, but it is a fun week, and players are excited about it, and I'm looking forward to it.
There's a lot of stuff going on in London this week surrounding this game, more of an event feel, not quite the Super Bowl, but you get the idea. A lot of stuff in the community, and we're here outside of the Westway Sports Center in West London for the NFL Play 60 event. A lot of this kind of stuff happening all week.
And it's interesting, talking to Cameron Bradfield inside, he talked about, yes, the game's important, but this is a day he's going to remember, and it's an event and a week he's going to remember. He said one thing, though, he's glad he doesn't have to drive.
One personnel member not with the Jaguars this week, at least so far, is head coach Gus Bradley. His father passed away late Sunday night. The team found out about it Monday afternoon before the team traveled here to London. Gus is expected to join the team a little later in the week, and a little different not having the head coach around, but you expect that.
Yeah, it is, and these guys have grown close to Gus over the past 6-7 months, and they're all concerned about him and looking forward to seeing him again. But there's a lot of heartfelt sympathy for the family, obviously.
Of course, the Jaguars are here in London. It's been a long time coming. We've been hearing and talking about it for a long time. They've been doing that here in London and the UK as well. Neil Reynolds from Sky Sports said it's about time the Jags are here.
Yeah, it's a big game for the team. Every game in the NFL is huge. Of course, you only have 16 of them. But it's huge for us, and it's big for us here in the UK. We really enjoy these weeks when they're finally here and the teams are in town. It feels like it's really kicking off.
And it's a big event. There's a lot of other things going on prior to the game, events, rallies. We're at a kids' function, a Play 60 event today. That happens all week long.
It is, and you're right, it's an event. I think this is more like a Super Bowl-type week, you know, and players that have been over in the past have said that. They've said that it feels like a playoff game. First of all, the atmosphere at Wembley Stadium is tremendous when it gets to game day, but there is a week-long series of events. And last year, actually, I was at the Super Bowl, and I heard Justin Smith of the 49ers say, well, because we went to London before, we feel more used to this kind of atmosphere. So I think it's certainly a week-long thing, and it's great that the teams really buy into it as well. The Jaguars are sending players here to coach young kids. There are events all through the week, and that's great. It spreads the word of American football even further.
Well, all the community events and everything around London are great, but, hey, there's practice tomorrow, John.
At some point there is, and talking to some of the players, the effort is to stay up tonight until 9:30, 10, 11, and get your body clock back on schedule. That's the idea, to get ready for practice, because it is a practice week.
Great stuff as always, John. Thanks.
Thanks, JP.
Hey, we'll have a lot all week right here in London. Stay tuned to Jaguars.com for the latest for the Jaguars in the UK. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.